British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has received a much-needed boost after a judge in Northern Ireland rejected a legal challenge to his Brexit plans. Belfast's High Court dismissed claims that a hardline no-deal Brexit could harm the Good Friday Agreement, which brought peace to Northern Ireland in 1998. The decision will now go to an appeal. David Finnemore is a Professor of European Politics at Queen's University in Belfast and an expert on the implications of Brexit on Northern Ireland. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning.
So what reasons did Lord Justice McCloskey give for this ruling?
I think essentially he was looking at the text of the agreement and indicated quite clearly that there's no obligation in the Good Friday Agreement for Northern Ireland or for the United Kingdom to be permanently a member of the European Union. And also he made references to the fact that the Good Friday Agreement doesn't actually have many references to the membership of the European Union. So on those grounds, he was minded to take the decision he did. But as you quite correctly say, it will go to the appeal court. And also, I think when we look at the sort of the implications of court rulings for the progress of the Brexit, probably more important is going to be the Supreme Court ruling next week on the decision of the Prime Minister to prorogue Parliament.
We'll talk about that in a moment. Just going to the, I guess, the arguments of this case, because it really goes to the pointy end of the whole Brexit debate, this sort of issue around the border between Northern Ireland and Ireland. The three claimants in this case said that a British exit from the European Union without a withdrawal agreement would contravene this peace accord from 1998. The judge has found otherwise. But what arguments did their lawyers offer up in support of this position?
Well, I think one of the key arguments that a lot of people will make about the implications of Brexit for the Good Friday Agreement is that when the Good Friday Agreement was signed, it was both UK and Ireland were members of the European Union. Therefore, you had a fairly robust shared regulatory framework. You had both of them in a customs union. You had both of them in a shared single market. And that sort of provided a lot of stability. And on the back of that stability, you could help develop economic prosperity. What we then have with Brexit is the prospect of the United Kingdom leaving the single market, leaving the customs union. And so you bring into the Good Friday Agreement process instability, disruption, and no one knows where that's going to go. And there's a sense also that if you take the United Kingdom out of the EU, it undermines some of the rights which individuals have, Irish citizens have in Northern Ireland. And there's creates uncertainty around whether those can be upheld. And it's only if you have the withdrawal agreement and the provisions in it that you have the British government committing to no diminution of rights through the withdrawal process.
Well, one of the applicants was Raymond McCord, whose son was murdered by the loyalist paramilitaries in 97. He says he'll certainly be appealing this decision. Are there strong grounds for appeal?
I think there's, there probably are strong grounds for appeal, but whether that will actually be successful, because I think that it's generally viewed that the court in Northern Ireland is slightly more conservative. And so I wouldn't say there's a huge number of people particularly optimistic that the appeal will be successful, but I think strong arguments will be made by McCord and others.
Certainly there's a concern that the introduction of a hard border between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland could open old wounds and potentially reignite the conflict. Do you agree?
I think we're a long way from actually reigniting the conflict in terms of going back to the Troubles period and all the violence there. But I think what we have to realise, as I indicated earlier, is that Brexit is disruptive. It undermines a lot of the progress which has been done to date in building trust in institutions, and developing the all-island economy, promoting cooperation on the cross-border basis. And people are generally concerned that if you do have the hard Brexit that Boris Johnson seems to be pursuing, then that stability is undermined. Added to that, I think you've got dissident Republicans actively trying to exploit the situation and indicating quite clearly that if there were to be border polls, border checkpoints, if there were to be customs controls, those would come under threat. And this has been widely recognised by the police and the security services in Northern Ireland. They are generally concerned about whether there will be an escalation of violence. Added to that,
we don't know how people are going to react. How substantial is that group?
Well, they've been active on and off, and we've had obviously the killing of Lyra McKee this year, the journalist. We've had recently a couple of bombs aimed at police forces, and certainly the language which is coming through indicates that they would see any attempt to put controls on the border and therefore bring back this physical repartition of the island, those border controls being legitimate targets.
This morning I'm speaking with David Finnimore, who's a Professor of European Politics at Queen's University in Belfast. David, Boris Johnson isn't wavering from his position that Britain must leave the EU on October the 31st, whether or not it secures a deal on an orderly exit. He's signalled, however, a willingness to accept an all-Ireland solution. What does that mean?
He signalled a willingness to look at an all-Ireland solution for, in terms of the movement of agricultural products. But I think from the EU perspective, that only goes part way to addressing one of the key concerns, which is ensuring that there's no return to a hard border on the island of Ireland. I think what we know from Boris Johnson's position is that that a hard Brexit, a no-deal Brexit, is actually going to be very, very serious for the UK. We had published last night what's called the Yellowhammer Report, which is the government's assessment of the implications of a no-deal for the United Kingdom. And it's patently obvious that it's going to be highly disruptive. So I think what we're seeing is Boris Johnson...
Although I think the government's playing that down, isn't it? It's saying it's an absolute...
Well, it is playing it down because it goes against what it's actually trying to achieve. But I think widespread opinion is that this is going to cause difficulties. And therefore, you are seeing the British government sort of step back slightly and say, look, actually, ideally, we do want a deal. But Boris Johnson's rhetoric of sort of leaving the EU come hell or high water on the 31st of October is being moderated. And he is shifting to a position whereby he's not got preconditions for negotiations with the EU. He originally said, you've got to ditch the backstop. We're not treating Northern Ireland differently. Whereas now he's saying, actually, well, we can contemplate certain areas of Northern Ireland only arrangements. And so there's a moderation there, which I think reflects, I wouldn't say a desperation, but certainly a desire to ensure that the Brexit process takes place on an orderly basis.
And David, very briefly, we're running out of time, but has Brussels indicated any willingness to accept this sort of compromise from Boris Johnson?
Brussels' position all along has been, okay, come up with credible proposals, viable, concrete proposals, and we'll talk. What we're increasingly seeing is very sort of vague ideas coming through from Boris Johnson and his government, and nothing substantive. And so when we saw Michel Barnier today, the EU's chief negotiator, talking to the European Parliament, the language there is, okay, we've still not got anything concrete from the UK, but if they come up with proposals which meet the objectives of no hard border, maintaining North-South cooperation on the island of Ireland, upholding the Good Friday Agreement in all its parts, we will talk. But until there are concrete proposals, it's difficult to see substantive negotiations actually taking place.
David Finnimore, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
David Finnimore is a Professor of European Politics at Queen's University in Belfast.